This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
People of Earth, the following recipes were handed down to me from my great aunt Nona, and each of them comes with a story lasting between 8 and 70 minutes before I even mention the first ingredient. So let's start with the squash blossom salad. The light in Venice has a certain buttery quality. Never more so in the morning, never more so than just after the First World War had ended. As I made my way from door to door, selling the little bunches of hand-picked marigolds to earn enough money to buy the engagement ring in Signore Fabrizio's store window, I thought to myself, wait, which podcast am I introducing right now? Oh, right, this is the other one. I knew I was having too much fun. This one isn't real. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. The Road to Squogar. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. About 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. About 1 week ago, someone who I thought was my friend hit me with a paralyzing ray, and I couldn't move for a whole episode. It was like torture for me to be here and not be able to insert this great voice into the whole episode?
Well, Arnie, I'm a little bummed you're not mentioning your new tattoos. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't... The Drew tattoos. Two Drew tattoos?
Pardon me, they're tattroos.
Mm-hmm, it just gets worse.
Sorry.
Oh, did you want a sandwich?
Oh, yeah, Arnie, did you want a sandwich? Look left.
Look, if I look to the left or I look to the right, both of those mean I want a sandwich.
Oh, all right.
Fine. Now we know. And we should have prepared for a situation like this. We should all have some sort of, you know, safeguard in place where if one of us is ever paralyzed and we don't unparalyze, that we marry each other. Something like that.
Oh, that's nice.
Why do all of your deals end with us marrying each other?
No, I think this makes a lot of sense. If we get to be like 500 years old and we're all still paralyzed, we should just marry each other.
Just marry each other and eat sandwiches until we die.
Last week, you were like, you know what? If we can't remember what we did 3 weeks ago, we should all just marry each other.
My dude, that was last week, Chunt, okay? I can't be responsible for whatever the fuck he said.
That's true.
You're dealing with today's Chunt.
Speaking of, I am joined, as always, by my co-host, today's Chunt.
Oh, yeah, baby. Arnie, has it really been 7.5 years?
I wasn't going to bring this up. I don't think it has been 7.5 years. I just realized for about 3 or 4 months. I've just been saying 7.5 years. I thought I'd been saying it too long. I actually sat down and done the math. I think it's still not quite 7.5 years.
I sat down and done the math.
Huh, that needs to be a t-shirt.
Usador, you paralyzed me, and I am still recovering from that. I think I have long frozen.
It was an accident. I was trying to protect us from that cougar.
Okay, everyone close your eyes and picture the phrase, I sat down and done the math. The person who said that, what are they doing? I'll go first. In my mind's eye, they're putting their thumb in a pie.
Oh, that's interesting, because I also thought that they were sitting down with actually like a casserole.
Oh, yeah.
It's very similar.
In my mind, it's someone cool like Beyonce, and they're using poetic license. They're not using the language in the way you want it to be. They're sort of bending it to their will.
Oh. When did you start reading? What's going on here?
I don't know.
It's a little bookish for you.
Look, when you lose some of your senses, some of your other senses start doing things.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned, what was that guy's name? Devil Darren?
Devil Darren.
Who's that lawyer? Yeah, that lawyer you mentioned on Earth?
The thing about Devil Darren is, at some point, they replaced Devil Darren with a different Devil Darren.
Oh, you told us his name was Mark Summers, and he was a double Devil Darren, right?
Mm-hmm, he got double Darren.
And he
double
hid
Darren.
Flags in his mouth and made criminals find the flags.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Ah!
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I am also joined by my other co-host, Usador the Ghost.
I am Usador. Oh, sorry. I was Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trakas. The elves knew me as Fiangyalak, the dwarves knew me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I was known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maestar. And now that I am incorporeal, I shall summon the greatest sandwich that ever existed for my friend Arnie as recompense for accidentally paralyzing him last week.
Hey, Arnie.
There you go.
Did you know that Usador was in the military?
I didn't, no.
He's incorporeal?
Yeah, I didn't.
This whole time, I've just been addressing him by his first name. I feel embarrassed.
Hey, buddy, when you called me over here for us to whisper into these Piper bones to each other, when you said that, I could have sworn you were going to talk about the weird-ass spell that he said. But no, it was about the incorporeal part. Look,
I've been around
years.
This dude long enough to know that skidamarinky-dinky-dink or whatever is going to produce a trash bag or whatever.
You know what? Every time he says that spell, I think what he's really saying is, I love you.
Aw, that's beautiful. I'd like to think that.
7.5 years in, we're still surprising each other.
Yep.
Enjoy your sandwich. What do you think?
Thank you. I'm so sorry. Could you lift the sandwich? Could you feed me? My arms only intermittently work because I've got long frozen.
I am very sorry about that. I didn't realize there would be so many side effects, but that's why we must be so careful in this time when there are so many paralyzation spells flying around and they be caught so easily still. Here, allow me to use my magic to lift the sandwich into your mouth. I must concentrate.
Oh, wait, no, this arm's working. Sorry, I was focusing on this arm not working, but I was like, I got two arms.
Guys, guys, enough sandwich magic, okay?
I sat down and I'd done the math.
No, no more sandwich magic, no more done the math, all right? We need to focus up because we're here in whatever this waiting room is. It says Eggstrance. I guess that's like a play on entrance. Kind of rough, though. But we're here in this waiting room in the Egg Kingdom to finally get back Eggy Baby. Squogar. I mean, I'm calling him Eggy Baby for your sakes. And I don't know what to expect. I feel like we all need to be of heightened senses. We all need to be frosty, as they say in the military, Sir Usador.
Yes. Snap to attention.
I don't want anything to go wrong, okay? And speaking of things going wrong, I don't know what I did with my cavalcade of characters. Gorgeous, the potato, whatever that apple is, seance, the other things.
We never talk about whatever that apple is. What is that apple?
Wait, is Gorgeous the apple? No, Gorgeous is a potato, right?
Potato, yes.
Yeah.
But what is that apple?
We'll have to figure it out later, but right now, I'm sure they're listening.
Good evening!
Hello.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm Don Omelette, King of the Egg Kingdom, Captain of the Albumen, and your host. This is Fred Tata, my majordomo.
Hello.
Apologies for keeping you cooling your heels so long at the Eggstrance, but you're simply so large. We don't quite have the capacity to allow you in the gates.
Well, I was very upset at waiting so long, but then I turned over to this other door and I saw the sign above it that said, "Please beg our forgiveness," and I thought that was very cute.
Yes, good one, huh? Those are our two. Please beg our forgiveness and
yes.
The Eggstrance.
I'm the one in charge of naming everything.
Oh,
Fred,
wonderful.
Fred Tata.
Oh,
yes. Fred Tata.
Yes, Fred
yes,
Tata.
Fred Tata.
That is my name, and I name all the things here because I am his jester.
Oh, Fred, it is a pleasure to meet you and your majesty.
Excellent to meet you, too.
My deepest bow to you, for my friends and I come begging some audience with you, wherein we may find one who has left our party and add them back to strengthen our reserves once again.
Of course. You come seeking the Miggy Egg.
The what?
Oh.
Yes.
There's a third name for it.
The Mega Egg.
The Mega Egg, Arnie, the Mega Egg.
Are That's you sure he's saying Mega Egg?
I think so.
The Mega Egg.
I think he is, but I think it's a play on words where Mega has egg in it too.
Yes.
Yes, there you go. You've got it. It's the Mega Egg.
You really got to sound that one out.
Arnie, in corporeal usage. Uh-huh. I didn't expect these guys to be so fucking tiny.
Yeah. Well, these wild dudes are egg-sized. Yeah, I was going to sound stupid to say it, but these eggs are egg-sized.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to, like, Skogar, my child, mm-hmm. which is, like, a big, big old egg.
Big old. It's a mega egg.
Mega egg. Yeah.
And now, Jason Statham, we got a meg on our hands.
What? Why are you smirking?
Earth people are loving it, unless I'm way off about who's in that movie, which is very possible.
Now that I think about it, this Eggstrance, our waiting room, is pretty tiny. We've had to really cram ourselves in here.
Yes, we apologize for that. Most of the time, if we host something, it's no bigger than a medium-sized bird.
No.
Yes.
I love birds. Even though you are eggs, you allow birds to come here to help keep you warm, I suppose, or...
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The bird is a great friend of the Egg Kingdom.
Oh, yes.
When it lowers its behind onto one of our denizens, warming that denizen through and through with the feeling that only a bird bottom can give. It is the greatest act of friendship of our avian cousins.
Ooh, I don't like Fred Tata's face when you were describing that act. Fred, is that like...
Oh, yes. We have a very close relationship with the birds because we're all born fully formed and we remember every second of being... coming out of our bird companions. I miss those days.
So you don't procreate on your own. You are born of birds, but you would never hatch into birds?
No, we'll never hatch into birds. If I hatch, I'll hatch into another egg. And mm-hmm. that will be my son, who will take over rule of the Egg Kingdom from me.
Oh,
weird. You're on a, I don't know how to describe this, you're on a egg cast, I guess I'll call it. This is an eggrophone and a... lap egg.
I was kind of falling in love with calling them Piper Bones, but we could call them egg phones now.
Arnie, now's not the time. But for our listeners,
yes,
would you
course.
Two describe what you look like? Just because it's kind of hard to put a finger on.
Okay. It will be easiest to imagine me in two dimensions at first. Then draw a shape I believe you call an oval. Draw an oval.
I think we all call it an oval.
Yes. Don't we all? We all call it an oval, right? We're on the same.
Do you
page.
Guys have ovals?
Do you have ovals?
Yeah,
the greatest
oh, yes.
shape.
Okay.
The greatest shape.
Because that's really important. Starting out here is, you know, we need you to all get on that page. Are we all on that page with ovals?
We all love ovals. We yes. talk about them a lot. Honestly, don't we, guys? Don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. We talk about ovals all the time.
I'd say oval all. We talk about them daily, at least.
Yeah.
I like that.
That was for you, Fred.
Yes, like well, that. Fred Tata is a fool.
Your Majesty, may we continue our audience with you inside your Oval Office?
let's go.
Well, if you don't mind, would, as we walk, can we talk? Arnie, you said that's like Erkin Sorkin?
Yeah, it's an Erkin Sorkin.
Erkin Sorkin.
Walk and talk. Could you continue to describe the two of you?
Yes, of course. So now that you've pictured the two-dimensional oval, now extrude that around the long axis, spinning at 360 degrees, so that you have a three-dimensional oval. That's our bodies, basically.
Oh, thanks, right.
You got
egg.
It so far?
Arnie, you, sir, we all, sorry, Arnie, Sir Isidore, we all know what extrude is means, right?
Yes.
Is that what he said? Extrude?
Extruding.
Extrude? I haven't understood anything after oval.
Extruding.
Oh. Is that like protruding from an egg?
It is.
Oh, okay, then we're on the same page.
Yes, of course. So then you've got the basic shape, and then you just start sticking arms and legs on as appropriate. Some of us have two, of us have three. Some of us have four, five, six.
Fred's a little different.
I was born with nothing. I'm just an egg.
Yes.
Yeah, Fred's just kind of rolling along.
Yeah, it takes a bit.
Oh. That must be how he comes up with all those great egg puns.
It sounds like a Usador spell when he moves.
Yep, he can't. It's he's sort of trapped in a trapped in the prison of his physical form. He's going to be thinking of egg puns as he shimmies very slowly from office to office. I, however, am wearing pointed boots and a flowing cape lined with ermine.
Ooh.
Yes. Wow. And, of course, my beautiful crown. Look at this. Yeah. If you'll just, I'm going to stand on my head, and then you grab the piece of my crown that sticks out a little bit, the little metal handle.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There we go. See, you could dip me in something.
Cute. Oh, that's adorable. I love it.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, there's a little carton of pastel paints over there. Why don't we dip them in that?
Oh, well, if you insist, normally it's one time a year when we celebrate the return of our egg messiah that all of the denizens of the egg kingdom collect together and dunk me, the king, into a variety of colors. But this is a special guest situation. I don't see why not.
Usually, I don't like to ask people that much about their religion, but tell me a little bit about this egg messiah.
Oh, well, before the Egg Messiah, everyone thought the great god in the sky, the giant egg that has been malformed by being pressed into a perfect circle with his eye always upon us, only wanted to shatter us when we were done, break us in half, pour out our yolky insides, and turn us into an omelet that coats the floor of Hades.
Oh, coats the yikes, floor bikes.
Of Hades.
And I want to hear some from Fred as well.
Oh, yes. Fred, you take it from here. The New Testament.
Oh, you want me to get into that New Testament stuff?
Well, that's where the Egg Messiah comes from.
I don't believe in that.
Are they saying Nude Testament?
The New Testament.
No. Boy. Sorry, y'all. I'm sorry.
No, Fred, there's nothing to be sorry for.
Well, it's a matter of opinion. He's a bit of a heretic.
Yeah, I got in trouble. That's why I am the jester, is because I was punished as a heretic. Because I do not believe in the Egg Messiah.
Well, tell us what it is that you don't believe about what you consider to be some sort of myth, I suppose.
Well, they think that the Egg Messiah was... was buried under a pile of rocks and then emerged unbroken 7 days later.
Unbroken? That seems unlikely.
Yeah.
No offense, but
yeah, it is unlikely.
That's why it's called faith, okay? That's why it's called faith, my friend. Unlikely things happening. That's why it's called faith.
Don Omelet, King Omelet, King?
You can call me King. I am Don Omelet, the Don.
The Don, if you beg my pardon, I do think we have to take a quick break.
I do beg it.
Oh.
May I have your pardon, please?
Of course. Immediately granted. We're going to take a quick break. No offense there. I probably shouldn't say that word. Ooh. And we're going to take a quick, Arnie, what's a good word for a...
I don't know. Now I'm in my head. My brains are all scrambled just trying to not think of...
Oh. Fuck you, Dr. Synonym. Okay, we're going to go away. We'll be right back.
Yeah, this segment is over. Ah, easy.
No.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, well, welcome on in here, okay? Just squeeze. I know that's a tight fit. All right, Fred.
Yeah, come on in, Fred. We can all fit in. It's big enough. We're just going to be a little tight.
Sorry. I got a little egg white on your shoe there.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, you're leaking, Fred.
I'm leaking. Sorry.
All right, all of you, you can all stay in the fat side of the oval, and we'll Fred and I will slide behind the desk here. Over here on the narrower side of the oval, and once again, the perfect shape proves itself. It fits you, fits us. Yeah, all right.
Well, it's a very beautiful office, I must admit, but we are here, I'm sorry to say, Your Majesty, on very serious business. I have here the father of none other than the Mega Egg.
Oh, whoa. The father of the Mega Egg!
And you stand before a man from another world. And forget not that a powerful wizard also stands here. For those in the Egg Kingdom know me as Yolklore Shellshield.
Oh!
He's a full bird corporeal. Incorporeal?
Did Fred just barf?
Oh, Fred.
Sorry, guys. Yes, sir.
Buddy, are you okay?
I gotta deal with some stuff.
Pull yourself together, Fred. We have guests.
I'm sorry.
Want to deal with this Mega Egg stuff, but Fred, I'm very concerned about you. What's going on with you, man?
Physical, personal?
I gotta get an AA.
Well, good luck with that.
Which for us, which is Chilaquiles.
You know, it's a faith-based program, Fred, so good luck with that.
Well, why does it have to be that? Anyway, sorry, guys.
Fred, you said that you were punished to be the court jester. What were you before the court jester?
Oh, my God, I had a family.
Wait, jesters can't have families?
I was like an egg accountant. I had a lot of good stuff going for me, you know. Mm. I had a 401.
Egg?
401 egg.
401 egg, yep.
Yeah.
You gotta have it. Gotta have one.
And did you mean to say you were an egg accountant?
Yeah. Yeah,
is that what you meant to say?
I forgot to say I was an egg accountant.
Because egg accountant is nothing.
So what is the difference between? So what's the difference between an egg accountant and a CPA egg? Because I can never tell the difference between those two.
It's just a certification, really.
We've got many certification processes here in the Egg Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Fred was certified, but I'm afraid he crossed the law. Is now the jester, and we promoted another egg to have his job and his family.
Oh, Fred.
Yes, they do have my family, too. But they seem happier, so.
Oh, what leads you to believe that they're happier? What are they doing now that they weren't doing before?
They've sent me notes saying that they feel they're happier in the dungeons of the Egg Kingdom.
They took the time to write you a letter to say, I am happier here in the dungeon than I ever was living with some accountant who is just sitting on this nest egg trying to save money.
Okay. Sorry.
That's really sad.
This is appreciating nest egg.
Thank you, Arnie.
But that's the way we roll here in the Egg Kingdom.
Is the dungeon like, I have to imagine it's like a skillet?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yep. They're, yeah. Oh, yes. They go to bed every night in a big bed of corned beef hash.
Arnie, come here a second. Yeah. I'm very concerned that the listeners aren't going to understand that there are eggs involved in this episode.
Hey, Fred Tata, what are you doing?
Go ahead. Explain yourself, Fred Tata.
I'm sitting
here. Fred would like to know what you're doing.
Guys, I gotta give me a second here.
Usador, if they don't get that we're surrounded by eggs, your sweet nest egg comment is totally going to put it over the top. High five me, bro.
Thanks, man.
Can we see, might we see the mega egg? Sorry, the mega egg?
The mega egg?
Mega egg.
Can we?
Well,
can
we, of course. It's the biggest denizen of the kingdom. We've started to build up plenty of buildings, festivities around it, but... Nope. First, let's talk turkey, huh? If we let you see the mega egg, what's in it for us? What's in it for the egg kingdom, hmm? We don't intend to become a tourist trap.
No. Well, we got your note, and we encountered or received Bubble Fat, or whatever is the Monster Hunter, and so we got your ransom from Castle Hawkspire.
Look, I don't need to know how the sausage got made.
Of course not.
Okay.
But before we hand over such a large ransom, we must know, for what purpose do you need this amount of treasure?
Oh, we've got big plans. Big plans indeed.
Is it to help Fred? Because I think Fred needs some help.
A big piece of it is to establish sort of a social security and public health network help eggs like Fred.
Public infrastructure. We got to build a moat.
Okay.
We got to put some eels in the moat. Mm-hmm. Moat eels.
Oh, so it's sort of a build back beggar sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I use that? Oh, that feels like that will go over.
Oh, yeah. Huge. That's yours. No problem.
Oh, thank you. Good. I'm going to write that down.
But I don't love how it's got beggar. In that name, like, it kind of takes away a little bit.
No, we'll make the B small and all the other letters big.
Look,
oh, smart.
Arnie, don't worry about it. That thing's going nowhere. They're going to have to change it to call it something else anyway.
Also, did you notice how we started talking about a social safety net and almost immediately Fred said that he was going to use that money to put eels in the moat?
I assume that's part of their health care.
I guess so.
Well, Fred is here in advisory capacity. So.
We can get them quick. They're instant moat eels.
Oh, I've heard of instant moat eels. I've also heard of overnight moat eels.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be pretty good.
Stone ground moat eels.
If you put some brown sugar on some moat eels, it goes down a little bit better. It kind of hides the texture a little bit of the eels.
And it's a necessity. We need it for defense. There's so many weasels in these hills. And they're always sneaking down, looking to snatch a citizen away and suck out our beautiful, beautiful, healthy insides, giving them a shiny coat and strong teeth.
Now, I don't want to accuse anyone or make any sort of untoward statement. My apologies, but it does seem like Fred Tata has two big weasel-sized tooth holes right in the top of his dome there.
That's why he was leaking before, I think.
Yes, they are. They're weasel holes.
Yeah, I've been sucked by a weasel.
There's gotta be a better way to say that.
But it perfectly describes what happened. He was sucked by a weasel, and now he keeps vomiting out of his weasel holes.
Yeah, come on.
Come on.
Come on, guys.
That must be terrible to get sucked by the weasel.
Oh, no! Is he here? The weasel?
Buddy, are you okay, buddy?
Oh,
Usador, buddy.
Yeah, I'm all right.
are we sure we want to go down this road?
Arnie, we're in an oval, which is basically a biodome. When are we ever going to have this chance again?
That's true. That's true.
Yes. And I understand one of you is in the army now.
I am in the army now.
Yes, but first, my son.
Mm, yes. All right. Well, with the exchange of treasure, we'll be happy to begin to have Fred disassemble all the connections to the mega egg that we've already built up in the egg kingdom, and you can trundle it on out of here. But let's see that sweet cash first.
Usador, if you don't mind producing the bag of holding.
Here we are. And let's see. Is it all right to just dump it out here in the floor of the office?
Oh, yes. I'll count it up immediately.
Yes, please do.
All right. You're an egg countant. There we go.
Former.
The bag of holding holds much more than it. It's much bigger on the inside.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. He is a former egg countant. So I guess now I'll have to count the ransom, but do it in like a funny way. As a jester.
That's right. We haven't heard much jesting.
You know, guys, that's putting a lot on me.
Nothing you don't deserve, Fred Tata. Do a funny counting of the treasure.
Yeah, count funny for us.
Yeah.
Count funny, Fred Tata.
I mean, let's look back at this. Has any of this paid off?
We literally just paid you off.
Count funny.
He's eating his own whites.
Yeah.
I guess that's one way to do it.
It's all there.
He didn't even count the money. He just ate his own whites.
I can tell. It's all there.
Okay. He eyeballed it. Surely, Don, he surely eyeballed it. So it seems like we're...
Yes, you filled up your end of the bargain.
Perfect.
All right, so we're just going to...
I'm going
to pull this lever and the top half of the Oval Office will lift off.
Ooh.
Here we go, yep. So you'll notice that the split is a little bit jagged. It's hard to get a perfect line.
Whee!
There we go.
There's the
Mickey egg towering over us.
My eggy baby.
Well, over us.
Yeah, it's not towering over us.
Yeah. I mean,
you're
this is
towering
a...
over us, yes.
It's a fairly bigger than average egg for us.
It's huge.
Let me just step out of the dome here and, give my egg a hug. Oh, I've missed you so much. Oh, my sweet Skogar. Are you okay?
Hey, watch those busy hands, fella.
It's okay. Hey, I miss you so much. Are you okay? Oh, buddy. Oh, my big guy. My big, champ. Oh, look how big you've grown. You've grown so much. Oh, look at these spots. What are these spots? Ooh. Isidore, yes. Arnie, do you remember Iggy Baby, my son?
Oh, yes,
sure,
of course.
Skogar, yeah.
Hello, Skogar. It's me, your kind of grandfather. It's nice to meet you.
I prefer we don't confuse him. Let's just call you Uncle Isidore.
That's fine.
Arnie, what would you like to be?
Stepbrother,
cousin?
I guess I'll be godparent.
Drunk neighbor? Oh, godparent, perfect.
Or goddess parent, if you have that here.
I like drunk neighbor.
Drunk neighbor, yeah, I can do that.
You'll be both.
How close do I have to live, though?
Your neighbors.
Okay.
Oh, I guess if we have to define it hard-lined, two doors down?
Okay.
Because any more than that is unlistenable.
Yep. 7.5 years in, and we're no longer surprising each other.
I can't thank you enough, Don, Fred. Been a long ordeal. Can I ask how you came across Eggy Baby? Or, I'm sorry, as you know him, Mega Egg?
Yeah, the Mega Egg! Well, this is embarrassing, but it was misdelivered to us.
Oh.
We received it in the post. I think our local postal carrier thought, well, it's an egg. I'm not going to bother to read the address.
Wow.
Here's where all these other
Unreal.
Eggs go.
Unreal. And yeah. Does that offend you?
Should it?
They're like, this is probably... I guess not.
I mean, if it should, then yes. Ooh, I'm chapped to bits. But, I don't know. You gotta spell it out for me for why that should or would.
Don, how are you doing? Like, clearly, like, Fred is so off the rails that we're worried about him, but I think this is distracting. Like, how are you doing?
Oh, it's been a tough year, for sure.
Mm.
And the main person I work with is Fred, so you kind of constantly...
I'm hard to work with.
Oh, yes. He's hard-boiled. It's a hard-boiled experience to work with Fred.
I disagree. I don't think it's been that difficult. I expected a lot more resistance getting Skogar back, but actually I thought this was all kind of over easy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's been a long ordeal, but we should look on the sunny side up.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Good point, Chunt.
Thank you. What else?
Sorry, I poached the bit.
Oh, Ani said, what do we want to do with that?
Oh. It's the perfect circle. It's oval, man.
Arnie's putting his eyes left and right, so he clearly wants a sandwich. Why don't we take another Oh, another
Go ahead, say it.
Let's take a break.
Thanks, Benedict.
You have Benedict.
This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, how are we going to get this thing out of the middle of the kingdom? The birds! I'll call the birds!
We could just lift it up with our hands. That's
no,
not,
please.
That big.
No.
Let's...
All right.
Let us call the birds.
There's so many egg people around. I'm worried about walking around here at all. I feel like it's practically looks like a double Darren challenge in here. There's so many eggs on the floor.
Yeah, Ernie. Oh. I didn't want to say anything, but you've been walking on eggshells for a little bit now. I think
what?
So.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
7.5 years.
I didn't realize.
Oh, come on.
Yes. And since you visited the Oval Office, would anyone like a quick portrait with me, the current king of the Egg Kingdom?
Oh.
I'm happy to stand behind my desk and have one of the egg artists sketch it for you to take away. And
Chuck, do you want to go first? I would love to get one, but...
I'd like one, but at the same time, it would just be like, what, like a fourth of my face in the picture?
Or just our feet?
Or just our feet?
Well, we can do a perspective thing.
Oh.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I'll get close to the artist, and you get back behind me, and then we'll have it look like I'm the size of your face or torso, at least.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that works great. And I'll pretend like I'm leaning on you or something?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's put your arm up like you're leaning.
Okay. And how fast are these portraits?
Oh, well, about 6 to 12 days, probably.
Huh.
Full oil.
Carry the one. I think we'll pass.
Tiny little arms.
Nope. Okay. Well, fine.
I sat down and done the math, and I'm going to pass.
I mean, all these eggs are spheres. Why does it take so long? Like, you would think the portrait artist would be a lot faster.
Yeah, I was thinking this was more of a caricature situation.
Oh, we can do that. We can go down to the eggs pier.
Fun. I want to be surfing.
Sure, we can do that. We'll make you surfing, I'll do roller skates.
And I want a huge forehead.
Is your forehead is huge.
Oh, enchanté.
So, Don King, you mentioned earlier that at some point you're going to crack open and your son is going to be inside of you?
Yes. For those of us who are multi-generational eggs, we hatch into the eggs that are our progeny, and then they hatch. I'm Don Omelette the Fifth, number five.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
And so there's a son inside your son as well. And these sort of internal children, are they ever, like, rushing to get out?
Well, yes. Of course, the shortest-lived Don Omelette was Don Omelette the Second, who was laid by Dom La Omelette the First, and then in that process immediately laid Don Omelette the Third. So he had long enough to declare... I'm King! And then it was over before he could even say the end.
But that's got to be the best part, right? Like, of being a king is just like letting it rip that you're the king.
Oh, absolutely. When I burst from my father, Dom Omelette the Fourth, and shouted, I'm King, oh, the only thing that comes close is when a bird nestles down on top of you.
Ooh, yeah.
Speaking of, do you mind calling, maybe if you can kind of airlift my son back to our place, is that okay? Maybe call them now?
Sure, yes.
Cool.
The bird! Words!
We can just use our hands.
It says it's going to be about 5 minutes.
Yusur, they need this. It sounds like they need this.
It's a little busy right now. There might be a surcharge.
Oh, so you're using birds with a Y?
Yes.
Yes, birds.
Birds.
Oh, I see.
Wait, there's a surcharge? I have to pay some knight a fee because it's busy?
Yes, it's a special rune that's part of a scroll where you can call up birds, and then you know, depending on how busy it is for the birds, they can charge you a little bit more. It's true. It's good for some birds and bad for others.
I guess. Well, 5 minutes. That's not terribly long. We're willing to wait.
There's a bird on the way, right? What kind?
It's an XL.
An XL? What is that? What'd you get, a hawk?
Big old fat bird.
Albatross?
No, more like, I think it says here it's a chicken.
Chicken.
Oh.
Oh, cancel. Cancel.
I would cancel that.
Yeah, we want a flying bird.
But I get charged extra. I'll get charged extra if I cancel.
We don't want a flightless bird.
Yeah, they need a bird that can fly and pick up the egg. Fred, we have so much. We'll recompense you from the treasure.
Everyone, I see what's happening here. Fred is a bird pervert. Birdvert, I guess.
Absolutely. Fred's a huge birdvert.
He wants this chicken to come and put its big ass on him.
Oh, Fred. And also, Usador, don't pretend like you're not familiar with what a term for someone that's perverted for birds would be. If anyone would know.
Look, I've sat under a bird's ass, too. I get where he's coming from.
It's great, but all things in moderation, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Of course. Oh, can I ask about, there seems to be 12 little soldiers lined up over there. It says Dirty Dozen, and they all have little spatulas on their backs?
Oh, yes.
Is that the sort of like the Royal Guard?
Oh, no, they're convicts. Oh. We're going to load them all up into a carton and drop them into the Weasel Kingdom and hope they kill as many weasels as possible. Well knowing that many of them will probably break on dropping.
Huh, you should do it twice just to make sure at least one of the missions is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yes, we could. Yes, absolutely.
Just because the first mission might kind of suck.
It probably will. Yeah. We hired this real psycho to plan it. He's been sending all kinds of stuff in the mail.
Well, then what about that group over there, the Eggspendables?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I recognize a lot of those eggs.
Those guys are badasses.
Yes. Oh, super, super badass guys. Little old, pretty veiny for eggs.
They look like they're way past their use-by date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They're spoiled on the inside for sure.
But there's something very different about that third group. It seems like they all have different powers, and they're sort of misshapen, some of them, and some of them have fur, some don't.
Yes, the Eggsmen.
Yes.
Well, we've got a Professor Charles Xavier.
Okay.
That wasn't too far to go.
No, it's not too far at all. If you'd like to visit his Eggs Academy for gifted youngsters.
Oh, and the one with the blue fur seems to have a whisk. Is his name Beat?
Is
that fun?
Yeah, that's fun.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
Yes, although you may want to address him by his proper name, Yoke McCoy.
Ooh.
He doesn't love being called Beat, you know, because it reminds him.
Of course. And when I look at him, I hate to say this, when I look at that egg, I do want toss salad and scrambled eggs.
Mm.
Well, wait till the bird gets here. You can toss all the salad you like.
Oh, you birdvert. You're all a bunch of birdverts.
What? We're eggs.
Why doesn't Jean Greg have a code name?
She joined before.
It doesn't matter. We don't need to get
it. You know, I'm sort of realizing part of the problem is so many words already have egg in it.
Is that a problem?
Not a problem for us.
It should be really helpful today.
Okay, I have a follow-up question. Why is Fred given so many non-jesting jobs? Like, every time you need anything done, you have Fred do it. Why? He has yet to jest once.
Ani, they're the government.
I tried a couple times. It didn't work, but that's not my specialty. I started as an accountant.
Oh, right. Couldn't hash it out.
Yeah.
Well, here, let's help Fred write a joke so he can do a little bit of jesting along with all his other duties. I assume you two are the only two that run the government, right?
We are. We're the government.
That's great. I got a big tour coming up.
Oh, well, let's help you. Let's help you concoct a tight 5-minute egg. So where are you touring?
I'm going all around the place. I'm starting.
That's sort of an egg pun.
A what?
Oh, the chicken's here.
All around the kingdom, right?
All right, well.
Sorry, you said the chicken's here?
Chicken's yeah. here. We, yes, we, the chicken we only has got arrived. A couple minutes before.
Wait,
I
which one came first?
Double.
Well, we're about to find out.
A passenger. Don't fuck me on this.
I feel like the eggs were here first.
Guys, yeah, maybe we... I know we don't really want to use this chicken, but we should maybe get out of here because I don't know if you've noticed, kind of looks like the king is slowly cracking a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my back.
Are you feeling all right, Your Majesty?
I don't know. Maybe it's just been a strenuous day, but, oh, my back is killing me.
Could I get you an Excedrin?
Oh, yes, please. Oh, I could use an Excedrin or an Eggville.
Someone bring the king an Excedrin.
Oh, wait. I know what's happening. Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness. I'm hatching. Please be kind to my son.
Goodbye, Your Majesty.
I'm the king.
No.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
The king is dead. Long live the king.
And so begins the reign of Don Omelette the Sixth.
Huh. And so do you kind of already know what's going on, or are you just like fresh to the world?
I'm a fresh egg.
Yep. And it's now my time to die.
What?
What? Yep.
Friend, what? When the king cracks, I gotta go.
So what? How?
Do you have another one inside you?
Yes. Is there another Fred?
No. I'm unfertilized.
Oh, because your family's in the skillet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
So anyway, this is the end of my road. You'll never hear from me again.
Egg rolls are weird.
Yeah.
Bye, Fred.
Yes. Well, I've been living inside my father fully conscious for the last 24 months. So no. I'm pretty hip to what's going on.
Oh, that's good.
So I'm assuming that any deals with the former king are still
yes,
valid
the deals
now.
Stand. The deals okay, that you made Ooh. With Don Omelette the Fifth continue to stand.
Okay, now that we've resolved that, everyone go around the horn and say something nice about Fred before he dies.
Ah, the chicken left. I got charged for it. Gave me a 1-star review. Fuck.
Fred, come here. Bring your notebook. Okay. So the prince just came out of the king, right? The king cracked open. So why don't you write down, why don't you say, better off you late than never?
Oh, that'd been good if I didn't have to die right now.
But, you got to go on those tour dates. You got to stay alive to do the tour dates.
I don't know. If the next king allows me to go on a tour.
I'll allow it.
All right.
Everything's coming up ta-ta.
You guys aren't going to believe this, but I think this new king is cracking.
Oh, damn it.
We should have salted him. We should have salted him immediately.
I'm the king.
Quick, dip him in vinegar.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
Your Majesty.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Don Omelette the Seventh. I believe you've sealed the deal with my grandfather and father, so to speak.
We did not sleep with anyone in your family.
No? Well, I was pretty deep in there. It certainly sounded like some banging was going on.
No. That was, I don't know what that was.
Oh, that was probably Fred Tata sucking his own egg whites.
Duh. I've heard about this guy from two layers deep, and woof, what a mess.
Oh, yeah, so you were two layers deep. Is it almost like a game of telephone? Do things get kind of misconstrued?
Oh, yes, very much so.
So what do you think our names are?
Chute, Franny, and Used Door.
Close enough.
Yeah, I'll accept it.
Yeah, I kind of like Franny.
And, of course, Fred Tata.
All right, I'm going to die now.
No. Oh, Fred. I have to say one nice thing about Fred before he dies. Fred, oh, yes. I hardly knew thee, but you must know that the impact that you've had on my life I shall ne'er forget, for I do love birds, and birds create eggs, and you are one of those beautiful eggs, part of the goddess's great plan for this world. And I know that you served some great purpose here by protecting Eggy Baby and having weird sex with birds, but I know that your family will be better off because of what you have sacrificed for them.
Oh, my God. That makes me feel so good. I guess I can die sunny side up.
Well, wait. I'll say something nice. You were very pleasant and helpful, and I feel like I would say you would go to the great refrigerator in the sky, but you don't believe in that, if I remember right. You're a heretic, so...
He's an existentialist, right?
Yes. Thank you, Artie. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Thank you, Franny. And so I hope you get to just kind of rest your little soul.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to not exist.
Franny, say something.
One nice thing is, I don't know, I think Fred does a pretty good job at choosing his spots.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that. All right.
So you're an egg theist, not an agnostic.
Absolutely.
Okay, well.
Oh, yeah, I've made up my mind. I'm an egg theist.
Okay. Well, I can't top any of the nice things that the stranger said. Even two layers deep, I knew you were a big-time bird-butt pervert.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Well, I'm just going to pick up my egg, and I think we will get out of your hair.
Okay.
All right, visit anytime. Okay. If you choose to mail the Meg egg again, it will probably wind up here, so... Mm-hmm.
Thank you, of course.
We'll keep an eye on it.
Spend this ransom wisely, whatever that means.
Will do. I think I heard eels in the moat. Kill any weasels on your way out that you care to.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Sure, of course.
Absolutely. And we'll see you on the reg.
The what? What? They're on the rag?
No.
What did you say?
I have blood on me.
Guys, I keep stepping on so many egg people on my way out of here. I'm trying so hard not to.
Just keep looking forward, Arnie.
Okay.
We'll get you that sandwich right away.
Ooh, this one had caramel inside.
Ooh.
I think this one was Fred's wife.
She'd want to be with him.
No.
Guys, I am so hungry.
You guys want to go to a diner?
Yes!
What was the intention behind On the Reg? Was it a joke? A distraction? Maybe a trigger phrase for any Manchurian Candidate listeners following along? Find out the answer on the next episode of Hey Riddle Riddle. User of the Blue, or rather Used Door, was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger, aka Choot, was played by Adol Refai. King Don Omelette, all of them, was played by Joran Gargello. Check out Joran's podcast, Beyond the Veil of Sleep. He also said people should check out his nephew's YouTube channel, That Stereotypical Wizard, where the 14-year-old posts animations about his Dungeons & Dragons campaigns. Fred Tata was played by Louis Saunders. Louis also wants to plug Joran's nephew's YouTube channel. Great! My niece did a cool drawing of herself holding hands with a rollerblading Pegasus. Check that out, magneted to the kitchen refrigerator next time you're walking through her family's home. There are still some tickets available for our Hello from the Magic Tavern live show at the Bell House Theater in Brooklyn, New York on Friday, October 14th. Click the link in the show notes or visit hellofromthemagictavern.com and click the live shows tab for more info. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. All sorts of people with all sorts of names made up of different combinations of letters, like J.R. Conlin, Megan Dickman Renard, Cami A, Braden Charles DeMatai. I can't be certain a person with that name owns a sailboat, but I have a pretty strong feeling. Timothy M, Peter Wesson, Julianne Gross, Chris Goldman Golden, Daniel quote-unquote Foon is real, and then Daniel adds, why can't I stop lying? It's cost me a lot of friendships. Lily Starr, and some who. Besides ad-free episodes and all the past spin-offs, patrons get at least two new bonus episodes each month. Here's a clip of the most recent bonus episode, with special guests Dan Lippert and Aaron Keefe.
Are you trying to catch my husband and not being knowledgeable about teeth? Because he knows everything about teeth. Quiz him.
Ask me anything about teeth, I answer almost immediately.
What are the front two teeth called?
Pass.
He's looking through books. Okay, you do get one pass. Famously, you get one pass.
Okay.
Okay. What are the back two teeth called?
Oh, in the mouth?
Yeah.
Back two teeth?
He's stalling. He's clearly stalling while he looks through that book.
Pass.
Two teeth of the mouth. That's Return to Library by March 5th.
To hear the rest and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode, with all its extra squishy egg sound effects, edited by Chris Rathjen. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Hey listeners, it's Will Arnett. Our podcast, Smartless, has crossed a milestone that seemed unfathomable when we started nearly 4 years ago, as we've just released our 200th episode. Join us as we welcome that dynamic duo of hilarity, Steve Martin and Martin Short. You've seen them on screen together in The Three Amigos, Father of the Bride 1 and 2, and most recently, and only Murders in the Building. Both are comedic geniuses in their own right, but together they are always electric. And this episode of Smartless is no exception. I don't know if I've laughed more in a single episode than this one. We discuss their career arcs both separately and as a comedy team, how they met, who is more difficult to work with, and what motivates them today. Is Steve a better banjo player than Marty as a singer? Find out on this bicentennial episode of Smartless. Follow Smartless in the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Smartless ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Plus, you get to hear Sean cry. What a loser!